Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees.
LBF, TAB8RBP.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8, Delta Lima Kilo, monitoring Lapeer.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees.
WATOD testing, monitoring 123.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 63 degrees.
KE8AGI, listening.
KF5INT, monitoring 38. This is N8FLK in Lansing. Good morning to you. Again, the call is November 8th, Fox, Lima, Kilo. Name is Kirby.
Well, thank you, sir. How does the radio sound? Because I'm going to be donating it to another hand in the hour to make sure he's going to be the right KF5INT.
You're getting in. I don't know how far you are from the repeater, but I can understand it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to box it up and wait for his arrival. Thank you. KF5INT, back to monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 68 degrees.
Charles, that sounds like you. This is N8FLK.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees.
Delta Zulu, monitoring. Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu, CQ.
Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu. Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu. This is NAFLK. Do you copy?
Good afternoon, NAFLK. My name is Tom. How are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good. Trying to get my backyard back in shape after the winter. Got the wood pile has to be kind of cleaned up. And rearranging a few things.
It has been a very beautiful day. I don't know what the temperature, I think it made it over 70 degrees, or close to it. Sure was a beautiful day. Looks like we're going to get some rain now, so it's probably a good thing you got everything picked up so the grass can start getting ready to grow here soon.
Well, it's not picked up yet, but it's better than it was. A lot better than it was. I've got a lot of stuff to do here. Stacking my wood and everything, what's left over. So what's your QTH? I'm in Lansing.
Roger that, Lansing. I am in Frankenmuth, Michigan, Mobile, headed towards Clyde. I'm on the 310 machine. I think that's out of Flint, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it's Clio repeater.
Three repeaters linked from Bay City, Fenton, and Lansing. So you kind of never know where anyone is, but I love it to be able to talk to people way up in the thumb there.
Yeah, it's a very interesting concept. I'm kind of just getting back into the hobby after, over 10 years hiatus. I just went and took my, got my new license. I let it expire, and I had to retake the test, and retook all three of the tests in about a month's time, and now I'm an extra again. And at the time, they didn't link the repeaters like they are now. So it is very interesting. And hopefully it will open it up a little bit more, but 2 meters seems to be pretty quiet to me for the last 2 or 3, so I don't hear too many people out there.
Well, unfortunately, that is the status quo. There's just not much activity. And I like to talk to a few folks and share information. And we just have to work at it. Join the NETS. Seems like NETS help a lot to get people active. But part of the problem, I think, is you have, a limited ham base. I mean, there's like almost a million hams. But that base has been fractured with DMR, with Wires X, with what's the other one that Icon does? And then you got your analog. And so you got the 2 meter band, the 70 centimeter band. Then you get the 220 band, and then there's another band. So there's a lot of fracturing of the base. So you're just not going to find people like you did before when all the activity was on 2 meters, and it was all analog.
Yeah, Roger that. I suspected that when I was reading over the study material, taking the extra test, and the general for that fact. It seemed like a large percentage, over a third of the questions were about digital FTH operations and stage shifting and stuff of that nature. Not really too much phone, although there was, and obviously the radiation frequency safety and different things like that, but a lot of it was about digital applications. Very interesting. I think they're pushing that because you use a lot less power to accomplish basically the same thing, just making contact, although you're just keyboard to keyboard for a lot of it, but cuts down on the power.
power and probably disturbance to the neighbors, probably, if I had to guess.
There's lots of things happening, you know. The hobby is growing. I'm thinking about, I don't know if it's growing. It's not declining. But there's a lot of older people, not as many young people that I think we'd like to see. So I'm thinking of going to the Hamvention down in Dayton. That's of interest to me. That's coming up, I guess, next month.
Dayton, Ohio. What month did you say that? Is that next month, April, or is it end of this month? I've never been to that.
I have never been to it either, but I've always thought that it's like a mecca for ham people. But I have all the equipment I need. I really don't need anything else. I need to use what I've got, so I'm not really sure. Just be kind of cool to go down there. It's not that far. I mean, we're here in Michigan. It's not that much of a drive.
Yeah, it seems like you do end up collecting a lot of radios over the course of the time. I did just buy a couple of new ones since I got back into it. I bought the tuner I got for the car, a 2730A, which I think the A stands for analog. Maybe if I'd have stuck it out a little bit more, maybe I would have got the digital capable one. Not sure. And then I got a Zago G90. Have you ever heard of one of those? A little 20 watt high frequency radio?
I haven't, but there's a lot of new radios around that weren't even thought of when I first got my ticket. I'm talking on an Anytone 878, which is an analog and digital DMR. So, you know, this is all the debate. Oh, D-Star is the ICOM one. WiresX is the one with Gisu. And DMR is just an open source one. And my ham friends that know say that's the future. Kind of like IBM came in with their open source architecture, it dominated computers, and so they think DMR will do the same.
Yeah, I have yet to try it, so I don't know if I'd like it or not. It seems like basically just texting people on your computer, but using ham radio to just kind of throw it out there to whoever happens to be listening at the time. I don't know. I haven't really paid too much attention to it yet, so I guess it'll be interesting to explore. I'm going to give it a try probably, but I'm not sure that's something I'd like to do. One thing I would like to learn how to do before it's too late is learn to try to communicate with the International Space Station and maybe bounce off the repeaters on the satellite. To me, that seems like it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, the Ham Club was talking about that last week when they had their meeting, the one here in Lansing. But I think you're confusing JS-8, digital communications, with DMR, which is digital voice. DMR is generally digital voice. It's and so is WiresX, and so is D-Star. It's just instead of analog signal, it's digital, and it actually takes up a little more space. The bandwidth of digital than analog. I may be wrong on that. But JS-8 is sending text on HF frequencies, and it gets in under the noise and computer-to-computer communication, but it is through the air. And the computers are able to decipher that signal and all the snow, the noise, they're able to pull something out of it, which I find absolutely fascinating because it means you can communicate under extremely bad conditions. You can still get a message out. And to me, that's what ham radio is all about, doing communicating in crisis situations. I don't think it's what it's all about, but it's interesting to me. When there's not much else, oh, no, the way to communicate, you can communicate with JS-8 if you have a computer, and it'll somehow pull the signal out of the noise. So I haven't yet got into that. but I'd like to.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. You're right, I did forget about that part. I guess there is more than just one way to digitally communicate. It has expanded a lot since RTTY. Well, sir, I have to go now. I'm at my QTH. Time to go in and find out what I'm cooking for dinner. I appreciate talking to you. I didn't catch your name. Maybe you can give that to me on your final. 73 KC8 Delta Zulu.
KC8 Delta Zulu. This is Kirby. Kilowatt Ecuador Romeo Baker Yankee, that's my first name. And the call is November 8th, funny looking kid, or flake, or Fox, November 8th, Fox Lima Kilo. I'm going to go to QSO, I've got my
good evening,
Mr. Peter plugged in. Have a nice supper, and we'll talk to you next door. Now, this is NAFLK, I'll be
six degrees.
Directional base and send it here.
That deer crashed in front of me on land tonight.
Whoa, did your butt slam shut?
No, I saw him ahead of time.
Yeah, I've had a few close ones up here in the back row. It's bad. I remember being out where the ditches are deep, out the thumb. And have herds of them come across, pop up out of them ditches. That was scary.
I've seen some pretty big ones in my area.
Well, yeah, we had a half dozen of them walking right down the road right here in town.
I'm entering Saginaw Township right now.
You're making pretty good time there. Like anything's gonna happen between now and then, unless some idiot pulls out in front of you or hits you.
Alright, day 5. Let's get it done.
Yeah, you're in the slow mo zone there in town now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
The bonus plan going on. Safety zone, town.
Oh yeah, you gotta be careful here. Franklin was by police. They looked to pull you over.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they will. That's a fact. But the voters must be switching around on the receive on this thing. Yet every once in a while, it's switching into different receive, which is good because this thing's got a huge footprint.
I'm glad you're going to be able to help you do your daughter's work like that.
Yeah, I got to do something to this one, too. A little bit of stuff to this one out front where the drip got sealed up by the ice damming, and then ice damming at the end of these valleys. I got to tar that where that nail pop is. Maybe slide something underneath there to cover it, split it, and slide something under. I don't know. I'd have to see how they got the Valley done on this, but outside of that, this should be good to go. And then get the, and I hate to start rustling with those drive motors on that Bobcat. Those are awful heavy.
Delivery truck here at work, so that's not a good sign. Medical equipment.
I think I just doubled with you a lot.
Lots of tires this time. A staffing issue.
Yeah, we got a sweet fit in. Kind of in that car. I think we need to shop around. We could probably use that one. That radio here was a little bit better at that power output level. Shop around for a cross-band repeat radio that'll do 50 to 70 watts. So we can throttle it back and use it as a crossbander from the car, because I think that car is going to be our main travel vehicle. Once I get it over to Jeff's house and get it up in the air and make sure that wheel bearing and the fastener is all right. And still needs an oil change, don't it? Well, that's the Blazer. It needs an oil change.
The Trailblazer that needs a change. This is good, I think, for another 1,000 miles or less. But I'm still good right now.
Yeah, I've seen a couple kayaks for cheap. We should pick up some normal, you know, plastic kayaks. Pick up a couple of those, and that way we can take kids out on those. And well, she's gonna be opening this pool pretty soon. Take kids out on those and have those to strap on the roof of that little Blazer or whatever, and get that back hatch and that Blazer going. That'd be a good little travel bomb there, because I imagine it don't do too much worse on gas than that little Jeep does, does it?
Definitely does better.
I think it's, let me think. I think I
might get
a
10 or 12 more miles a gallon on the Jeep, actually.
Are you kidding me? It's that much better?
I'd have to gauge it again, but I thought if when we were traveling, maybe I'm wrong, I thought we were getting 27. But I could be wrong. It's been a while since I've tried to figure it out.
Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm gonna go in. But I also thought the Trailblazer got 15. Does that sound correct or no?
We'll have to check it. It might not get too good right now with that light on. I think that red that it needs one of the O2 sensors, but there's some EVAP stuff going on there too. Yeah, let's go see, go in, and we're just about to the time where we need to ID anyway. 7-3, talk to you later. This is KB8OOE.
7-3, this is
KF8CLF. KZ8OZK, clear.
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
Can't talk long, Mike. I just wanted to throw that out there and see if you come back. I got to pull in here real quick, so not much. I'll say 7-3 right now. Sorry. Bye.
Right on. I had some things down. Well, I seen it on my page, but so I'm still healing up. But I monitor this thing here probably, I would say, just about 24/7, unless I accidentally get radio sent off. You know. But 7-3, have a good afternoon or evening. KB8OOE.
All right, 7-3, KC8OZK.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy, 70 degrees. Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees.